Rabbi Meir said a person has to minimize the amount of time he spends doing business, and he has to use the bulk of his time for learning Torah. As if a person wants to reach any mile at all in Limanat Torah, it requires a lot of time and effort, so therefore a person has to spend a lot of time on learning Torah. A person has to humble himself in front of everybody. As if a person wants to learn Torah, he has to learn from all people. And the only way to learn from somebody is to humble yourself in front of them and listen to their words. So therefore, a person has to consider himself a Shva Ruach, and that way he will be able to learn from everybody, even people that are not Chachamim. If you are mabatel yourself from the Torah, you do not minimize the amount of time you spend doing business, and you satisfy yourself with a minimal time for learning Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide other betalim that will take you away from the Torah. And since the person does not place chashivas in learning Torah, he satisfies himself with a small amount of learning Torah, even that small amount of time that he gives himself for learning Torah, he will find there will be disturbances that will take him away from learning Torah. This can also be understood that the only true Baal Maila in this world is somebody who has reached a certain level in Limud HaTorah. As the Torah is the most important thing in the world, all other Milas are really nothing compared to the Mila of somebody who has learned Torah. So therefore, if you're mevatel yourself from the Torah, there's plenty of other people that are mevatel also from the Torah, meaning to say that if you don't learn Torah, if you don't place chashivas in learning Torah, you place chashivas in other things, such as gathering wealth, you should know that there's a lot of other people that are also mevatel themselves from the Torah, meaning to say that are not important people, that have not really become Baalei Milah. The only true Baal Milah is somebody who has learned Torah. So therefore, even though you might have gathered a lot of wealth, or you might have reached prominence in other areas, you should know that you're not really a Baal Milah. There's other Mevatlim just like you. The only way to become a Baal Milah is to spend time learning Torah. If you toil in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of schar to give you. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar himself to those that learn Torah, he does not give the schar ayidei a shliach or a malach. As somebody who learns Torah is provided with schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to somebody, the schar is that much greater than if he would get the schar through a shliach or a malach. And the reason why it says in Mamalta B'Torah, you toiled in the Torah, as the schar in the Torah is in proportion to the toil you put in. As a person who puts a lot of toil into the Torah, but has a struggle in understanding the Torah and does not learn a lot, he should know that the schar is according to the toil. If you have toiled a lot in the Torah, even though you have not learned a lot because you find it difficult to understand the Torah, you should know that the schar that you get will be great, as the schar is according to the toil, the amount of effort you have put in to limud HaTorah, not the amount that you have learned. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov says, somebody who has done one mitzvah has acquired for himself one defendant. As when a person does a mitzvah, a malach is created through the mitzvah. A malach tov, who announces the mitzvah that the person did, l'malach. And somebody who has done one avera has created for himself one prosecutor. And just like a malach tov is created through a mitzvah, so too a malach ra is created through an avera that the person did. And that malach ra is a prosecutor who announces the avera that the person did. Tshuva u'maisim tovim ketris b'fnei ha-paranius. Tshuva and good deeds is like a shield in front of paranius, in front of punishment. And even though a person might have done an avera and created a malach ra, and that malach is his prosecutor and can cause that the person should be punished, if the person subsequently does tshuva and good deeds, the tshuva and the good deeds will shield himself from the paranias that could be created through that malach, i.e. the tshuva and maisim tovim, the malach will be wiped out and will cease to exist. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler Oimer, kol knesia shehi l'shem shamayim, sofa l'skayim. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler says, any public gathering that was gathered together l'shem shamayim, they gathered together for an inyan that is a mitzvah, it eventually will be niskayim. The purpose that they gathered together will be attained, since they gathered together l'shem shamayim, not for kavod or gaiva, v'she'ena l'shem shamayim, ein sofa l'skayim. But if the public gathering was not l'shem shamayim, even if it was for an inyan, which is a mitzvah, but they gathered together not l'shem shamayim, but for kavod or gaiva, then it will not at the end be niskayim. The purpose that they gathered together will not be attained, since they did not gather together l'shem shamayim.